Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to my presentation. As a representative of the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills, I shall be your guide in discussing investment opportunities for energy technology. Firstly, considering fossil fuels, despite unjustified greenhouse gas emissions, responsibility for global warming, climate change, etc. For when paired with carbon capture, extracting carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and reusing the fuel in daily life, the technology is sustainable. However, would only enable growth until a carbon neutral society. Given the advance of climate change, fossil fuels are unsuitable. However, natural gas possessing the least of emissions may be used to occupy inconsistencies in sustainable energy production. Also, as a limited resource, fossil fuels shall only be used sparingly in future. Secondly, discussing renewable energy, renewables have captured the hearts of many. Requiring minimal investment and infrastructure, renewable resources are the most feasible solution towards sustainability. Renewable energy consists primarily of solar, wind, tidal, hydroelectric, biomass, and geothermal energy. However, solar, wind, and tidal energy lack consistency. Hydroelectric power and biofuels are uneconomical, and geothermal power requires extensive infrastructure development. Hence, the success of renewable energy rests upon the innovation of technological solutions yet undeveloped. The energy market shall grow, however, renewables are unsuitable for an immediate solution. Thirdly, when pondering upon nuclear energy, one must consider either of two scientific processes. The first being nuclear fission, wherein reactive elements, most notably radioactive uranium and plutonium, are reacted with a plasma consisting of stray electrons or negatively charged particles, thereby releasing heat. The heat produces steam of water to drive an electric generator as endothermic nuclear fusion occurs in the Earth's inner core, where fluid is pumped, producing vapor to generate electricity. The effects of nuclear fission are evident in countries such as France and Germany. When France produces its energy primarily from nuclear fission, it has a relatively low yearly average of 32 grams of greenhouse emissions per kilowatt hour of energy produced. Meanwhile, Germany, in an effort to appease the public, has closed existing nuclear facilities in favor of fossil fuels. Hence, it has a relatively high yearly average of 318 grams of greenhouse emissions per kilowatt hour of energy produced. However, nuclear fission also produces hazardous radiation, therefore the hesitancy toward the solution. Thus, the search for a feasible alternative brings us to the subject of the conversation, namely nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion operates on the principles of applying heat and pressure to existing molecules to overcome molecular bondings and cause the fusion of elements to produce heavier substances. Nuclear fusion also releases charged particles, which may be harvested in the production of steam to generate electricity. Nuclear fusion developed alongside nuclear fission in the late 20th century at the height of the Cold War. The United States and Soviet Union alike produced innovative concepts for the development of nuclear fusion. The American concept, the stellarator, was abandoned shortly after due to energy inefficiency and challenges during production. Meanwhile, The Soviet application, the Tokamak reactor, was developed into a plethora of nuclear fusion reactors, some presently in development. The most notable fusion reactors would be the ITER in St. Paul's Les-Durances, France, where 35 nations have contributed to the funding of the project. However, due to material shortages, soaring development costs, and radiation exposure, the public argue that it isn't the way to go, and I agree. Instead, I believe an investor would favor smaller initiatives utilizing the recently developed magneto-inertial fusion technology. Most notably, the American development firm Helium Energy with their seventh generation of reactors named Polaris. Polaris produces safe and secure symmetrical magnetospheres utilizing electromagnets to accelerate molecules until collision, confining them until suitable conditions for fusion are produced. Did you know that temperatures in fusion reactors can reach 100,000 degrees Celsius? Hence, nuclear fusion has proven itself to produce a consistent source of sustainable energy, as found lacking in renewables. While currently in an experimental phase, analysis depicts nuclear fusion to be highly profitable, hence my recommendation of immediate investment. For, in my opinion, nuclear fusion is likely to be widely adopted as an immediate source of clean energy. For while in its infancy, initial investment might greatly appreciate in value in coming times, hence the publicity the subject has received over recent years. Meanwhile, renewable energy requires battery supply, innovative developments, and infrastructure construction to be resolved. Hence the choice instead of nuclear fusion towards short-term investment over the course of a lifetime. Having now had my say, I conclude my presentation. Thank you, good men and women, for listening to my presentation. I now wish you good night.